From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. In what amounts to something of a setback for the White House, a federal judge in New Orleans has moved to block a six-month moratorium on new deepwater drilling projects. U.S. District Judge Martin Feldman signing with companies that ferry people and supplies to offshore drilling rigs that contend the moratorium was arbitrarily imposed. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says he supports the judge's decision.
That six-month moratorium was not necessary to improve safety in the Gulf. Listen to the same experts they selected that said there were other steps the federal government could be taking right now to enhance safety in the Gulf.
The moratorium was imposed after the explosion of the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig that has resulted in hundreds of thousands of barrels of oil spilling into the Gulf. In issuing the ruling, Feldman says that because one rig failed, it can't be assumed all deepwater drilling poses an imminent threat. The White House has said it will appeal. General Stanley McChrystal, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, is being summoned to Washington to explain some controversial comments that will appear in an upcoming edition of Rolling Stone magazine. We get details from NPR's Jackie Northam.
The article in Rolling Stone magazine depicts General McChrystal as on the outs with senior officials in the Obama administration, including Vice President Joe Biden, over the strategy in Afghanistan. The interview describes McChrystal as disappointed in his first meeting with President Obama, saying the president looked uncomfortable and intimidated in a room full of senior military officials. In the magazine profile, McChrystal also says he felt betrayed by Carl Eikenberry, the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, for expressing doubts about McChrystal's counterinsurgency strategy. McChrystal apologized for his comments, saying they reflected poor judgment. He will attend a regular White House meeting on Afghanistan and Pakistan Wednesday. It's expected McChrystal will have to explain himself to the president then. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
In southern Colorado, high winds and hot weather are posing problems for firefighters tackling a pair of stubborn blazes. Kirk Siegler reports from member station KUNC. One fire in a national park has grown to more than 4,700 acres. Another has burned several structures.
A fast-moving fire burning west of the town of Canyon City has forced numerous evacuations and burned several structures, but thick smoke and dangerous conditions are preventing crews from assessing damages in the worst-hit areas. The blaze is burning through tinder-dry grass and juniper trees, and wind gusts up to 40 miles an hour are in the forecast. The fire has closed the scenic Royal Gorge Suspension Bridge. It's also shut down whitewater rafting operations and other tourist businesses along the Arkansas River during the height of the summer tourist season. Meanwhile, to the south, a wildfire burning in the Great Sand Dunes National Park continues to grow, but so far the park remains open. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Siegler in Denver.
Weak home sales numbers coupled with continued uncertainty about energy prices sent stocks lower. The Dow was down 148 points, closing at 10,293. The Nasdaq lost 27 points. The S&P 500 dropped 17 points. You're listening to NPR. Another violent day in Afghanistan, where officials say a health official, a child, and three NATO service members have been killed since last night. NATO says the American service member was one of those who died in an insurgent attack in southern Afghanistan, along with two British troops. Head of a provincial health department died in a bombing in northern Afghanistan, while the child died in a separate bombing near Kandahar. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev arrives in California tonight from member station KQED. Scott Schaefer reports the focus of his visit is expected to be high-tech.
The Russian leader is vowing to build a center of science and technology innovation outside Moscow, modeled on Silicon Valley. On Wednesday, he'll tour the valley, meeting with Google CEO Eric Schmidt and other high-tech titans. While in California, Medvedev is hoping to win support for his tech initiative and perhaps lure some investment dollars as well. The trip may also be aimed at skeptics back home, who wonder if Russia's oil-based old economy can really incubate this kind of creativity. Medvedev will deliver a speech at Stanford University tomorrow before heading to Washington for a meeting with President Obama. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in San Francisco.
Senate lawmakers have approved two new candidates to sit on the National Labor Relations Board, ending what had been a long-standing stalemate over the composition of the board, which had affected the ability to handle cases. Mark Pierce, a union lawyer already serving in the NLRB, and Brian Hayes, the Republican labor policy director, both received approvals. The NLRB is supposed to have five members, but as recently as this past April had just two. That prompted the Supreme Court to rule last week five cases the board had tackled will have to be reopened because of a lack of a true quorum. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.